Woody Page, Tim Kalishaw, Kevin Blackstone, Frank Isola. Pittsburgh's blocked field goal return for six. Whistled back for offsides that... That's a 10-point swing. How is that not reviewable? Yeah. Also, how Brady Belichick came down to a non-Brady game and the anti-Belichick move. Let's go. Thinking back on all the huge Brady-Belichick wins together, how many came down to a field goal? I mean, so maybe that was the smartest bet last night, that the game would be like that. The flow of this game, I don't want to speak for you guys, you can answer this, it was kind of all over the place. Brady, as inaccurate as he was, and no touchdowns, and Mac Jones, maybe more Brady-like than Brady. And there was zero pomp for the passing record. We'll get to that in a second as well. Let's start with, though, what appears to be an anti-Bill Belichick move by Bill Belichick with the game on the line or hanging in the balance in the last minute, 4th and 3, to kick from 56 rather than go for it. When Belichick was asked after the game, did he think about going for it? He indicated, not really, when he said, quote, not really.
Not really.
Yes, thank you, Bill. Frank Isola, around the horn to you. Did Belichick make the wrong call?
Well, obviously he did because it hit the upright, but and what happened with that doink was it deprived us what could have been a magical ending here. Tom Brady, two timeouts, 55 seconds ago, going up against Bill Belichick, whose bread and butter is defense. I would say this, though. Nick Folk has made 49 of 54 field goals since joining the Patriots. The Patriots have always been a team about special teams and defense, and the kick was long enough. Maybe he just wanted to take some of the pressure off his rookie quarterback in that moment. Let's kick it, take the lead, and we'll rely on our defense.
You're all right with the play call there. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
No, not really. I mean, because first of all, your kicker has an injured leg, so he can't really get into it like he normally would. Second of all, they're playing in weather conditions that can be appreciated only by the folks that do deadliest catch. So in that case, you got to go for it and take your best shot there. And you know what? If Tom Brady can come back and beat you like he's beaten every team in his career at some point, then so be it. But you got to go for it at that
point. Tim Kalishaw?
I thought it was a give-up move by Belichick, really. He used to surprise us by going for it when we didn't think other coaches would go for it. Now he's kicking, as Kevin said, 56 yards in the rain. That's a very tough kick. I know he came close, but A, he didn't make it. B, you're leaving way too much time on the clock for Brady. And 3, Mac Jones at one point completed 19 straight passes. He can throw a 3-yard pass. Get a little closer, run some time off the clock, then try your field
goal. And Woody Page.
Let me help you out, guys. If you go for a field goal in that situation of 56 yards, the chances of making it are 45%. At 4th down and 3, your chances of making it are 52%. Even I can figure out that that's a 7% difference, and it gives you an opportunity to keep the clock moving so you don't give the ball back to the Bucs and to Brady. And I don't understand Belichick has made decisions like that in his career, once against Peyton Manning, because he didn't want Peyton Manning to get the ball back. It didn't work then, but it could have worked last night. You got a kicker that's got a bad plant leg to also.
Right. And Frank, you brought up
long enough
his accuracy with the team. You know the last time he was able to hit from 56 yards?
I think 55.
No, it's been a decade.
It was long enough.
A decade since he did.
You guys want him to gain, what, the 2 extra yards?
Frank, are you calling this a moral victory for New England?
No, I'm not. Here's why. I like the way that Mac Jones played, but the Patriots hurt themselves with the turnovers, the fumble and the interception. This was a game that they could have had because they played well enough defensively against Tom Brady.
The big hype for this game, the Adele extravaganza, did it really land for you, Kalishaw? Because do Brady and Belichick have closure now? Does Schwartzy have closure? That's what I'm asking you, Timmy.
We really hope Schwartzy does. No, I mean, in thinking about it, and Al Michaels saying this is the biggest regular season game in memory, it was more just the biggest regular season player running onto a field in memory. The game itself was Patriots. I mean, their game next week is Buffalo, Kansas City. That's a better Sunday night game than this particular game. But it turned out to be entertaining only in the fourth quarter when we were coming down to the wire.
Gibby?
Well, it's the question is it closure for the rest of us? Is it closure for the media? Is it closure for the fans? I mean, I think we saw it summed up after the game. We saw these two guys embrace on the field. We heard about them having a 20-minute private conversation afterwards. We heard Brady come out and say, you know what, I'm good with it. We don't know what Belichick says, but we're never going to know what he says. So I think the question is for the rest of us. For me, it's closure. Mm-hmm.
Woody, that it was this close, did you take anything away from that, that Belichick got one over on Brady, that he kept it this close when the defending champions are staring him right in the face?
No, when the game ended, I'm sitting there by myself thinking, Mac Jones won the night, as far as I was concerned. As Tim pointed out, 19 consecutive passes. He was snowed under the entire night, was sacked four times, was hit a dozen times, and yet he did complete all those passes. He seemed calm, collected. I think he played a better game than Tom Brady. I think the Patriots moving forward have got the right rookie quarterback of those that came in the league.
All right, so it seems like you're calling it a moral victory for New England last night. One more story here. I remember when Drew Brees set the all-time passing record. There was like a 10-minute stoppage of play, and he was handed some sort of piece of laminated paper, like he was ordering a Denny's. Last night, there was the, I'm not sure if he got it, it's within a yard, we don't know, who cares, keep on going feel to it. How do you like your mid-game record-breaking moments, Blackstone?
I prefer it much more like that and a lot less like Breeze. We're not stopping again. It's a team sport. This isn't tennis. This isn't golf. Come on. You got a bunch of other guys out there who are making it possible for these guys to set whatever records they set. So good for Brady and good for whoever made the decision last night to just plow through that particular record.
Here's the problem. The broadcasters weren't even sure if he had tied it or broken it by a yard. So if you stopped it for a yard, what if his next pass is a 2-yard loss? You're going to stop it and give the record back to Breeze? I don't think you want to do that. So you just put a sign up and play on.
I go back to Ricky Henderson. I mean, I think after what he did when he set the stolen base record, lifted the base up and carried it around, then we should not do that anymore. We should just move on with the game.
Nice solo.
Ellis, I think they did the right thing. They put it up on the scoreboard. You could tell that Tom Brady was touched by the crowd's reaction when he took the field. And remember something else. The Patriots were smart. They killed him with kindness. They had his parents, his kids, and his wife in a beautiful luxury suite on a rainy day. When people take care of your family like that, you're going to remember that. And they did a good job. He came into the game, 10 touchdown passes, 0. I think they got him with kindness yesterday.
Again, I ask you, was it a moral victory for New England then? You said no before. It sounds like you're now leaning in a different
direction. Phil's all about the wins.
Convinced yourself with how. Okay. We'll move on. In the Monday recap of last week's games, after the Rams had the win over Tampa, the win of the week, question was whether NFC runs through LA. Some found it perplexing. One panelist would not talk about the Rams over the Bucks, but the Cardinals over the Jaguars. Previewing a game 6 days away, he said the Cardinals would take it to the Rams. Who is that panelist? Tim Kalisha. Listen to the points for prescient Tim Kalisha. Arizona rolled LA last night. Tim, let me ask you. Well, you know, let me just cede the time to you so you can amaze us with your soothsaying capabilities. Go ahead.
Let me tell you how I became a Cardinal fan in 1968. No, I'm just kidding. You saw that one play right there, the Kyler run before that where he froze the guy. It's third and 16. Yeah. He gained 18. Their last scoring drive, they didn't even throw a pass. They had their way with the Rams, and for once, their defense did not get crushed by the Rams. Their defense did a lot of the crushing. It was 37-13 with a few minutes to go. It means they're the hottest team. It means they're positioned to compete in that division, and it means Kyler Murray is a lot different from defending all those other quarterbacks the Rams got real excited about stopping.
Woody, what did the Cardinals show you yesterday, and what did the Rams fail to show you maybe?
Well, I do know this. Tim and I have been doing this show for 18 years. He's given us the Cardinals every year of those 18.
But this year,
so
he's right.
I'm not excited by his prognostications about it. But this is a team that's got defense. We never thought about the Cardinals in terms of defense. They had Peterson and nobody else. But with Watt back there, they've got a linebacking core that just created problems for the Rams. And Matt Stafford, their defensive backfield, I think is one of the best in all of the NFL. And I like what they're doing defensively. We've had nothing but talk about Matt Stafford for the first 3 weeks of the season. He was totally shut down. And plus, Murray's got a wide receiving core that the Cardinals have never had.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, somebody check on Bill Plaschke. His Rams lose and the Dodgers are in the wild card game. Yeah. That was a pretty good day yesterday. You know, they're 4-0 for only the second time in 40 years. And we've talked so much about the Rams defense. And you see what Kyler Murray did with Green and Hopkins. And then the play that Tim talked about, they went 94 yards. They ran the ball 11 straight times. So they could beat you so many different ways. I give them a lot of credit. I didn't think they were this good. I'm going to have to check again. They're a pretty good team.
And Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, I mean, the two things that jump out to me about the game, obviously the defense, everybody talked about that, 20 points on the board. If you can do that, they are the Kansas City Chiefs with a defense because we know they can put up points. But the other thing about Kyler Murray, it just wasn't his legs to me yesterday. It was him sitting in the pocket and throwing laser strikes. That was really impressive because normally you see him, right, and he looks like he's playing in a pinball game, right, running around and then throwing some crazy pass, it gets caught, but not yesterday. They protected him really well, and right now they're the team to beat after four.
Right, the only 4-0 team. Vegas a chance to get there tonight. Tim, you call them the hottest team in football. Does it stop there for you, or would you care to soothsay us a little bit more?
Oh, I don't, you know, as a Cardinal fan, we believe in acting like we've been there, even if we've never
but
been
yes,
there.
But, yes, that's a funny
so
thing.
So we don't have to hurry into being anointed something here
All
on
right.
October 4th.
All right. Woody, I think Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin may have been a better receiving crew, but we'll look at the stats and we'll get back to you. Buy or sell on the other side.
We got four receivers lead.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour, and in part by Marathon, driven forward.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
How we missed out on game 163. What a gut punch. We had like five different scenarios with all the games ending at the same time and none of them played out. Giants holding on to the division with 107 wins is fitting. So the Dodgers are 106 win wild card. And the final weekend for the Mariners was inspired. Awesome Saturday night, but they couldn't close it out. Blue Jays 2. Of course, it's Yankee Sox. Devers clutch for Boston. Gio Jeter's moment for New York. And they get the clutch win despite being three hit and losing the two games before it. And Judge not even getting out of the infield. Woody, do you find yourself feeling like this was the rightful conclusion of the season or that we missed out on something special? Chaos.
No, I wanted more of what I was seeing over the weekend. I'm just so closely following it yesterday. I love chaos. Look at my life and my hair, and you know that. I wanted them to have to play three or four more days to really figure out who was going to be in the postseason.
Tim?
It would have been fun to have Toronto playing somebody today, the way Toronto hit for the last 6 weeks of the season, but I think baseball cannot complain with Yankees, Red Sox at Fenway, Cardinals, Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. As good as it gets.
Baseball can't complain, but certain fans, when you have so much on the plate for you, Kevin Blackiston, and what it ends with is Yankee Sox and Dodgers Cardinals. Are you feeling like we got to the right place, or are you missing out?
Yeah, I mean, baseball may not have anything to complain, meaning New York City, right? But I have plenty to complain about. I wanted to see Vlad, Tim. That's what I wanted to see. Or like was said by Woody, I wanted to see all the chaos that we told people could have happened, and none of it happened.
Frank.
Hang on a second. You want more baseball? Yankees, Red Sox always play 4+ hours. So you're going to get a lot of baseball tomorrow night in that wild card game. I felt bad for Toronto watching Vlad Guerrero watch on the Jumbotron as Rafael Devers hit that home run. You felt it with him. It was heartbreaking.
One of the youngest teams in baseball, though. I mean, they got a bright future. Packers 27, Steelers 17. Here's the headline in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ben Roethlisberger is killing the Steelers' chances of winning football games. Woof! Paul's ice. Also, it was 14-10 when Pittsburgh blocked Mason Crosby's field goal, returned it for a touchdown, but was flagged for offside. This play was incredibly close. And it's a 10-point swing. Joe Hayden tweeting after the game, he wasn't offside. Tim, did this one call kill the Steelers, or did Roethlisberger?
I think this call was terrible. I think the center's moving the ball when those two players come across. But the worst decision was Pittsburgh watching film at the end of last year, watching every throw Roethlisberger made, and saying, "Yeah, let's bring him back for another year. He looks fine to me."
Kevin Blackstall.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one play, but Big Ben was out there the entire game, and he couldn't make throws. I mean, he missed short. He missed Juju at least twice that could have been in the end zone. He played really poorly. He looked like a guy who's going on about 60 years old and shouldn't be in the league.
Wow. You said he missed short, like you were about to say he missed long, and then I think you caught yourself because they don't throw long. Frank Isola, I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, he never throws long on fourth down, that's for sure. He keeps throwing behind where the first down marker is. As for that field goal, the Giants lost a game a few weeks ago against Washington over a similar situation. Why not be allowed to challenge that? With all the cameras that you have, allow that to be replayed, and if he was offside, we'd be able to determine it on the field.
Woody Page.
Is that you, Ben? He looks like a statue out there. He's not moving around. He didn't move around much before, but he's cemented to a spot there. He threw 40 times to back up your statement, Tony, and he only threw over 10 yards 9 times out of those 40. He's got it no more.
Great stats from Woody. I'm not sure I got your reference there.
Eli Manning.
I'm sensing it was something from about 5 decades ago that I wasn't alive for with this very seasoned panel today, which I'm grateful for. So we'll move on. Ravens 23, Broncos 7. Check out how the game ended, okay? Denver trying to get some points late. It's a 2-possession game, so they're trying to score. Drew Lock interception in the end zone that enabled Baltimore to get the ball back for the victory formation kneel, but they didn't. They were at 97 team yards rushing, and they wanted to go over 100 to tie Pittsburgh's all-time record of 43 games straight, you know. So they went for it, and this was not something the Denver Broncos were happy about. Now, John Harbaugh said it was his call completely. He said he did it for his coaches and his players, although Lamar Jackson said, "I didn't know about the record. I don't care about the record." So here's Vic Fangio today.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bull, but I expected it from them.
Okay, expected it from them. Woody Page, what happened here? And buy or sell the Ravens going for the record?
I thought it was bull, too.
No, I mean, Woody, you Woody.
You have your quarterback go for it with 3 seconds to go. What if he gets a concussion as Teddy Bridgewater had gotten earlier
down
in the game because the Broncos said, "We're going to take you out." He was right at the sideline.
Right.
It was a mistake. What kind of record is that?
Come on, Lamar Jackson knew exactly what he was doing. He went down on his own. And by the way, Denver called 3 timeouts in the final 30 seconds to score, and they were down 16. So it's okay when they do it, but not okay when Baltimore does it. Come on now.
And Frank and the coach is talking about he expects that from them. He was at one point one of them on
maybe
the Baltimore Ravens staff. Not only that, I mean, this is what we do in sports. You set records, and sometimes they get set in a manner like this. Remember when Brett Favre went into a fetal position for the Mike Strahan sack record?
Yes.
Come on.
And everybody had knocked him for that. Tim, is it all right that John Harbaugh is thinking about this? He says he did it for his players. Lamar Jackson didn't even care. He didn't know.
They don't. Players don't care about that. He cares about it. I don't mind teams finishing games like some of the other panelists said, but nobody in the world cares about a consecutive game streak of 100 yards rushing for a team. That's nothing.
If the Cowboys had it, you'd care.
This is not a thing they
should be doing.
If the
Cowboys had it, you would care.
Oh. Frank, you call today a moral victory?
Cowboys used that.
I'm like Belichick.
Well, Kalisha, you haven't seen the 50s in decades. Oh. Woody Page, Tim Kalisha, Showdown, 2 minutes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Woody Page, Tim Kalisha, good luck in Showdown. Down goes Oregon, up goes Iowa, up goes Cincinnati, and Georgia and Alabama can't go any higher. Here's the poll going into week six. Woody, biggest takeaway from the new poll? The week that was in college?
Well, that Georgia and Alabama are going to go undefeated into the SEC championship. And then guess what? After that, they're going to also play for the national championship. So look forward to it.
We knew Alabama and Georgia were going already. What we found out is Ohio State might be in trouble because of Oregon losing to Stanford. Oregon's already beat Ohio State. Buckeyes kind of needed Oregon to keep rolling. Stanford comes back and wins that game. Pac-12 is going to be a mess. That'll mess things up for other people.
This will mess things up for your perfect game today, Tim Kalisha. Point Woody Page. We'll move on. Showdown 2. Let's take a listen to Coach Matt Nagy.
In regards to the play calling, Bill did a great job. At the same point in time, it's important that we understand that I felt good out there as a head coach. We do it together. And in the end, I get a great opportunity to say, yes, I like this. Or no, I don't. As the head coach, right, in charge of all that. That's real.
Tim, how do you hear Matt Nagy there after the Bears win over Detroit and Justin Fields' first career W?
I hear a man saying something like, I know Woody's got a one-point lead here, but I owned the bulk of this show. That's real, right? So, I feel good about that. Let's not forget it.
Tim, what I hear is a guy who's getting no love in Chicago or around the country. Yeah. He's trying to give himself some love and say, look at what I just did.
No love better than self-love. Woody Page, take the FaceTime.
Oh. I want to talk about a man of my own heart today. A Turkish man got drunk the other night, and he couldn't go home, so he slept at a friend's house in the forest. Well, his wife reported him missing. The next morning, he awakened to see a search party out in the forest searching for him. So he joined the search party. He didn't know who they were looking for. He finally turned to somebody and said, "Who are we looking for?" And he said, "You." He had joined the search party for more than a half hour. I love it. Sounds like something I would do. Maybe this week.
We're going to need a search party for the train of thought and why that was the FaceTime today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy Hour is presented by DirecTV Stream.